Ben Hino with Jana Skye, Tune Called Alive. It's 20 minutes to 3 o'clock, and as promised, Councillor Tammy Colley, she's the ward councillor for this part of Ballito, Ward 6, sort of central Ballito down to the beach, and very important to have the ward councillor in the studio with me today, because after the long weekend that we've had, where there were no less than, as far as I experienced, two major power outages, unplanned power outages, on top of the drama we've been having with load shedding, on top of the drama we've been having with water problems. So much drama in an area that really is considered to be one of the most attractive destinations in the country, because, well, everything works on the North Coast, except it doesn't. So Councillor Tammy Colley is in the studio. Very lovely to have you back, Tammy. Thanks for joining us. It's been a pretty rough ride the last couple of weeks, some of which was out of human control, but some of it is definitely, I think, a question of really either unfortunate timing or poor maintenance and management, or both. But one thing is for sure, every time the lights go out, there are certain implications to the local economy, and they are major implications. Well, you would know. What is your take on the current situation?
Hi, Dave. Thank you so much for inviting me onto your show again, and thanks and hi to all the listeners of 88FM. You have covered very succinctly what we've been going through over the last few weeks, and it is absolutely something that we really need to get on top of. It's unconscionable that we could actually experience such a huge outage, which wasn't resolved within a shorter time frame, on what was a long weekend where we've got lots of visitors down, and our industries, their restaurant and entertainment industries, are really still trying to recover, and then they get hit with a power outage.
Yeah, exactly. What really I think is beginning to alarm a lot of folk, and I spoke to a lot of people over the weekend, and many of them were of the opinion that although they would never ever in the past have been speaking like this, is it maybe not a time to start making plans to get out of here? Now, when you start hearing that from people that have been invested entirely in this area, in South Africa, and as a result of failing infrastructure and pretty much couldn't care less approach from the municipality. It has to be said, because I tried to get some kind of response from the municipal electricity department. They didn't answer their phones. I tried the emergency line. Again, not a clue. No one seemed to... You, as the ward councillor, you had comms with someone. How does it work? Who do you speak to find out what's going on?
Dave, to be perfectly honest, I use the control room line. It's a WhatsApp line and a landline. And I can't answer why sometimes people get through and sometimes people don't, but that is where I get my comms from.
Okay. So maybe they've got your number on a kind of a pin board there, that when your number rings, they must answer, because otherwise they'll get into trouble. But when anyone else phones, I promise you, It's a complete gamble. You just don't know. It's like a roll of the dice. They may answer, they may not. I've had good experience with the control room, but when I've got through to the control room, generally speaking, the information has been so vague that it's probably not particularly helpful. You know, there's a power outage, we know about it, and we're working on it. We haven't got a clue what's causing it. We don't have an idea when it's going to be sorted. We really just don't know. The electrical department is aware of the situation and they are dealing with it.
Look, you know what, I completely agree with you 100%. It has got to be the most frustrating thing when you're looking for an answer, and the answer, and also there's nobody there to tell you what's going on. I think we have become so accustomed to getting information quickly, whether it's through WhatsApp or
this is the point. We're living in the 22nd century. I'm kind of ahead of the... But the 21st century. Where information is available instantly around the world. You know that they're going to launch an attack on Mariupol before it happens in the Ukraine. We don't know what's going on with our municipal electrical department, because... And it beggars belief that we are paying so much money for the privilege of this kind of rubbish service. And I just had a quick calculate. You know, the municipal wage bill, this now, as we sit, 500 million rand per 1 year. 500 million rand we're paying to the municipality for people that can't answer the phone and don't know what's going on with electricity. I mean, this is not acceptable. Surely.
I completely agree with you. It's absolutely not acceptable. It's something that we have been asking for years, to have a responsive control room that is actually giving you answers.
Now, someone, one of our listeners wrote in to say, you know what, it's all very well talking about these things, but here's the problem. At the moment, no one is being tasked with deliverables. In other words, you've got an electrical manager who is being measured in terms of job performance on what he does around electricity matters. In other words, if he reads a document, if he goes on a conference, if he goes to Russia to have a look what they do, he's considered to be doing a good job. If the lights are on or off is irrelevant to the job description. There's no deliverables. In other words, if there is power or if there isn't, he's still earning a very, very healthy over a million rand salary per annum. And the lights are off, and people are losing their livelihoods because they can't keep their businesses running. And tourists are saying, well, what the hell is this? We've paid thousands of rand for the weekend. No restaurants can serve us a cup of coffee. The lights are out in our room. We can't watch TV. What are we doing here? And you know, at the end of the day, it can't go on like this.
No, at the end of the day, it absolutely can't go on like this. We definitely need to have a change. And where does that change happen? It happens in your governance. So without trying to make it into a political discussion, because I don't want to go there, although possibly I should, that's actually the answer. That's the bottom line. We are going to continue on this trajectory until we can see change within our government structures.
Well, that's very depressing, because it doesn't look like we're going to ever get a change in government structures, because the guys just sort of load the deck, don't they?
They do, but...
Because look at this. We've got now three DA councillors in Ballito. Hip, hip, hooray. And we don't have a majority ANC government, local government, municipality. In other words, KDM, for the first time in a long time, is a coalition, if you like. And yet, we still don't have answers for almost any questions that are put to us. We're returning a municipal manager who, for the past two periods of employment, which are they, 4 or 5 years?
5 years.
So for the past 10 years, he has been supervising the devolution of the Guadagusa municipal area. The devolution, in other words, it's going backwards, and it is seriously going backwards. I don't think the electrical infrastructure has been upgraded since the borough of Ballito merged with the municipality of Stanga to form Guadagusa. And I think what they did was they took all the old parts in the storage housing, and they retrograded, from what I recall, back then, they actually had to retrograde parts of the grid to accommodate these old parts that they still had in stock, instead of throwing them out and bringing in new stock. Mm-mm, that didn't happen. And we're sitting with that today. That's why these transformers are blowing off the poles, because it's old, old, damaged material that we're working with. I think. You would know more than I.
Well, one thing I will certainly agree with you on is that it's something that we've been asking for a number of years, to see a more comprehensive maintenance plan on our electrical network.
But how do we get action? Because you said it. You've been asking for the last couple of years. The last couple of years.
So, Dave, the answer to that is really for everybody to get involved. So
how? How do we get involved? What do we do? Do we have to now literally get in our cars and all drive to Guadagusa, to the municipal, and put a big protest action together? Because that's not going to happen. We're very comfortably apathetic in our luxury estates.
Isn't that part of the problem as well?
Get involved,
come into the mayoral Mbizos and ask those questions when the electrical department presents. Ask those questions when. When is it happening? Because
okay,
it can't just
be. Okay, so now we're getting
somewhere.
The mayoral Mbizo is happening when, next Thursday?
Correct.
At Townsend Park?
Correct.
What time?
6 o'clock.
And is it going to be held in the Scout Hall?
Correct.
Do you think there's going to be enough space in the Scout
Hall? Well, let's make sure that there's not enough space. Let's get so many people out there that the Scout Hall is too small. Because you've said it numerous times, the only time people get out and in their numbers is if there is a big problem. And in our view, this electrical outages that we're experiencing, which are only going to get worse from tomorrow, because load shedding is coming back tomorrow. So we need people to get out there and say to the municipality, it's not good enough.
Okay, so this is a call to action, and I like it. It's now a call to action generally across the board to be at Townsend Park on Thursday next at 6 o'clock. Come early, because I think it's going to be fun.
You might not get a parking.
But
let's hope.
Spread the word. Look, the last time we had an issue with Townsend Park, where the local municipality was happily planning to sell part of the park so that someone could build a place of worship in the middle of the park, which would have been quite a problem because public open space is at a premium, a very, very short supply and precious. We can't let it go for any reason. And then there was a turnout, a huge turnout of Ballito citizens saying no to the mosque. We don't want a mosque in the park. Okay, 100%. This is more serious than that, I think.
I agree with you. It is more serious. It's very similar to, and you will recall it because if I'm not mistaken, I think you were the one who organized it, when we had the problems with the drought. And there was a massive meeting turnout. And the venue was too small when Caesar Water was addressing the issues of the water shortages that we were going through.
Yeah.
And it is, when it affects people, don't do anything unless it affects them personally. And I do believe that electricity is going to affect every single person personally.
Well,
because
absolutely.
You alluded to it earlier. Sorry. You alluded to it earlier. It's left to the business people, the residents, to sort out their problems, put in a generator, do this, do that, or whatever the case may be. And you get to a point where your average consumer or resident can no longer afford to do it and is at that tipping point where they're going, maybe I should consider moving.
So the message is very clear from the good councillor, and I second and third the motion. Can I do that both?
Got you
two
can.
Hands. Come to the meeting on Thursday at 6. It's very important. The mayor will embezzle. Do you think the mayor will actually be there?
I'm sure she will.
Well, here's hoping, because that doesn't always happen. You know, you have a get-together, but the keynote speaker sometimes gets lost. But hopefully the mayor, who, what is her name?
She's got Lindy. Lindy Inyaka.
We've yet to meet her. We've extended invitations for the mayor to come. We've had a state of disaster locally here, not declared, but it has been a state of disaster. We haven't heard a word from the mayor. Not one word. This is crazy. Caesar Water's been on the line regularly in the studio. You guys have been marvelous with the feedback. The municipality has been absolutely silent on the matter, certainly as far as we're concerned. And we're the only radio station in Ballito. So you would think the first place of call would be, let people know what's happening. That's all we want to do. And now the opportunity for you to be heard. Or if you don't want to speak, come along and support those that will, because there are going to be quite a few people there that I think are going to be very excited about explaining to the mayor how important it is that we get this matter sorted out. We cannot have rolling power cuts on top of rolling blackouts from Eskom. We just can't have that. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it doesn't take long for a town to devolve in terms of value.
100%. And what we have been so blessed with in Ballito is we have got a very active citizen base. And it doesn't matter if it is a ratepayers organization or a residents forum or if it's businesses that get together. And I actually did say last time when I was on your radio show that we always come to the party. I've got no doubt Ballito can find a solution to this if everybody comes together and shows the municipality, no, I'm sorry, it's not good enough. We need to have an action plan and a road plan to take us to where we need to be.
Lovely. We'll be there, right there, to support the motions that you're going to be putting to the mayor, I'm sure. And please spread the word, folks. Let your neighbours and friends know that Thursday at 6, we've got a date. It's going to be at Townsend Park in the Scout Hall, or maybe flowing out onto the grasses if there are too many people there. And certainly we want to make this moment count. I think we've got a very good chance now of being heard and of showing that this is no longer business as usual. Ballito is beginning to rise, if you like. In common cause, we want service for which we are paying royally.
Correct.
Councillor Tammy Colley, thank you for joining me.
Always a pleasure, Dave.
I look forward to seeing you there on Thursday.
Thank you so much for your time.
88 FM, coming to you live from the centre of Ballito. Here's Justin.